You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour in this Meat Friday. All four Traeger grills are fired up today. Wings. Four different types of wings. Wings four ways, as we like to say. Honey sriracha, traditional buffalo barbecue, peanut butter and jelly. A new addition here. We're going to give it a go. Peanut butter and jelly wings, polarizing. But I'm willing to take a shot on this Meat Friday. Come on in. By the way, Penny's Bang Biscuits. Pick up a batch for your puppy. And available at danpatrick.com. Gourmet biscuits. And they're made from scratch. Healthy, all-natural ingredients. The reaction to these has been wonderful. 20% of the Bang Biscuit sales be given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry, including the partner that gave us our dogs, my dog Winnie and the house dog Penny, available at danpatrick.com. Don't miss the Peacock original docuseries for Ball and Country. Get a behind-the-scenes look at the 2021 training camp in Las Vegas, plus catch never-seen-before footage of the past Olympic players for Ball and Country, streaming now on Peacock, peacocktv.com to sign up. Earmuff time if you don't want to know what happened with the U.S. women's soccer team, and I'll give you the results in 3, 2, 1. The U.S. team advanced penalty shootout on Friday to advance to the semifinals of the Olympics. And the star was Alyssa Nair, the goalkeeper, who stopped two penalty kicks. The Americans will play Canada on Monday. Their gold medal hopes still alive. And I believe Fritzy has tracked down Alyssa Nair. She will join us from Tokyo coming up in a couple of minutes. Yes, Paul.
I think she also stopped a penalty kick around the 80-minute mark, which would she had an unbelievable game.
And I mentioned that I have a relationship with her. Two of my children went to school at the same time she did at the same school. And at the time, my oldest daughter would always come home and say, "Dad, this Alyssa Nair, she's really good. She should be on ESPN." And I'm like, "Well, she plays goalie for a school, and it's a small school, and maybe not. But okay." And then I watched her play, and she was really good. And then all of a sudden, I realized that, yeah, she's really, really good. First shot she ever faced in college. Goal! Imagine that. Playing goal in college. First shot she faced, she allowed it in. So she'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Chris Mannix will join us, get his thoughts on the Russell Westbrook trade. Good news, bad news. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Russell Westbrook has had one of the more interesting careers in the NBA. Big numbers. Not quite clear how he fits into a championship picture. Came close with KD and James Harden in Oklahoma City. Tried with Harden again in Houston. Gets a shot with LeBron and AD now with the Lakers. And even when Westbrook is paired with stars, he still dominates the ball. Probably can't do as much of that in Los Angeles. And the question is, how effective is he going to be if he's not going for that triple-double every night? Sometimes that becomes your identity. That, hey, we didn't win, but I got a triple-double. And I'm not saying that Russ is like that, but that becomes your identity. The media dubbed him. He won an MVP because he averaged a triple-double. Can he take a step back and let LeBron lead on the court? The inconsistent shooting, how much of a problem? On the positive side, all right, he lightens the load for the two stars, maybe playmaking, led the league in assists. You can argue about how much better the Lakers got by trading for Westbrook. They got more interesting, that's for sure. McLovin, update the poll results, if you can, for the first 2 hours.
The first 2 hours was, which LA team is going to win a title next? No surprise, runaway, the Dodgers. Probably should have taken them out of there. I did just put up a little bit ago, does Russell Westbrook help the Lakers win a title? And it's actually 50-50, the early voting.
All right, some of the other headlines. The Dodgers got in the trade festivities, got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. Anthony Rizzo to the Yankees. Sox got Kyle Schwarber. But this is a big day for the Dodgers from the standpoint of you don't know what's going to happen with Trevor Bauer. You wonder if he's even going to pitch this entire season, the rest of this season. Trey Turner gives you another all-star in the infield. You've improved the defending world champions. You still got to deal with the Giants right now. Padres were pretty close to Scherzer. At least those were the reports. So you keep him from the Padres. You get him. You get some depth with Trey Turner in the infield as well. The Jets signed the their number one overall pick, Zach Wilson, and still no word on Simone Biles if she will compete this weekend. Judging from what she put out yesterday, I think she did 10 questions. I don't know if that was on Twitter or Instagram, but it just felt like she was answering some questions just to clear up, you know, it's, as she said to somebody, for you know-it-alls out there. So it feels like it was her chance to maybe able to say something and just go, hey, what I have is, to put it into layman's terms, I got gymnastics vertigo. You know, that I think just the she called them the twisties. But I think that's what's really interesting here of, does she want to go back out there? Is it important for her to go back? Can she go back out there and feel safe? I think those are things that we're going to find out here probably today. But wasn't involved in the all-around the individual championship event, but the individual with the different, you know, balance beam, uneven bars, those kind of things. Will she be involved in that as well? That's what we're going to find out here really soon. But those are the headlines so far. Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated will join us in a little bit. We'll talk about Russell Westbrook and his addition. And still, Ben Simmons, that story is still floating out there. And what Philadelphia wants for Ben Simmons is a whole lot more than what Ben Simmons is worth. You know, they have diminished his value, but they want equal value. They want stars in return, and I just don't think it's going to happen. Speaking of stars, it was pretty exciting. While I was doing the show, and I'm keeping an eye on what was going on with Team USA, the soccer team facing the Netherlands, and then it was a penalty shootout. And then all of a sudden it dawns on me again that Alyssa Nair, the goalkeeper, is somebody I've known. I think she's been like 10 or 11 years of age. She's there stopping these penalty kicks, and I'm acting like she's my daughter. I'm nervous. And Alyssa Nair, the star of Team USA, joining us from the team bus. How do you feel, Alyssa?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me. Feel great. Just happy to get the win. Moving on to the semifinals. Big win for us.
Oh, no, no, no. That's so. You're giving me this stock, you know. Come on. You got to be excited.
I am. I'm very excited. This is a good win for us. We needed it. I've been very, very excited. Proud of the team, proud of the group. Came into this just wanting to do what I could to help this team win gold medal, and proud of the performance I was able to put in tonight and help us get one step closer to that.
How nervous were you?
Probably not as much as my parents, but I checked in with them afterwards, but I think they're still standing.
I can't imagine.
Worse for the families.
I was
definitely
nervous.
Worse for the families.
Yeah, I was nervous watching you. But how much scouting reports do you have on penalty kicks with tendencies of players?
It's kind of a mix. Everyone's kind of got their own, routines or, methods of how to go about shootouts and different things. And I think the biggest thing is just trying to stay in the moment, stay, as focused and, as clear-headed as you can in that moment, and let all of your instincts and training kind of take over. And you just kind of hope for the best from there.
You're on the team bus right now?
I am.
Okay, are you being quiet on purpose because you don't want to be the star here and drive? Like, if it was Rapinoe, we would be able. She'd be yelling and screaming.
Yeah, there's two different kinds of people in this world.
You look angry. Is that on purpose when you're in goal?
I don't think it's meant to come off as anger, but more of a focus kind of thing. Just kind of staying in the zone. I guess that's my zone face.
Is it a scowl? Like, are you trying to present something to the opposition?
Really not. I think that's just kind of what my face looks like.
What was the celebration? Was there a celebration after the win?
It's just a lot of, a lot of hugs, a lot of, everyone's excited. Everyone's, it's a big one for us. It's going to come quick. We've got another semifinals in 2 days, I think. So, we'll be able to enjoy it tonight, be excited, and tomorrow we're going to have to switch gears pretty quickly.
Yeah, you have Canada on Monday. What do you know about Canada?
We played them a few times, so it's always a hard-fought battle with them. You know, regional opponent, play them often, very familiar with each other, and it's always a battle. So we're going to have to bring our A game to that, and hopefully this game we can kind of ride this high into that game and get a good result.
My best to your parents, and congratulations so far. And how about we don't have it go to penalty kicks next time, Alyssa?
Yes. I'm sure my parents would appreciate that one.
Congrats, and good
Thanks,
luck.
Dan.
All right. That's Alyssa Nair. She's the goalkeeper for Team USA.
That's cool.
And knowing her, she is as quiet and it's not about me as you'll ever meet. And I'm imagining all these big stars, big names on that bus, and she's probably just wants to talk like this because she doesn't want to stand out. It's interesting. She plays goalie but doesn't want to stand out. And she's always been that way. Yes, Eden.
But yeah, like that position, you have to be sort of loud and larger than life, right?
Well, Hope Solo was like that.
Yeah.
And Alyssa is as opposite of Hope Solo as you will find. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the media kind of picks the players they want to focus on, and Alyssa goes away from it. And Hope Solo was, she always did the interviews. And Alyssa's just as good.
I can guarantee that she did not want to do that interview. And if it's not me, she probably wouldn't have done it. But she knows that I'll see her over the summer and then I'll go, what's the deal? Why didn't you join us on the show? And then she would always say, well, Mr. Patrick. And I say, no, you know, it's okay. Yes, I see.
I'm just going to officially call it. You get credit for that booking.
I do, not Todd.
I think you do, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Todd. I know it's a good get for you, but it's going in Dan's pocket.
All good.
I've been working on that booking for 20 years, Todd.
You have, and it paid off in a very big moment right there.
But you're going to put it on the sheet that you booked Alyssa Nair.
I'm going to put it on the sheet because I keep track of all the guests we have on. I don't really put my initials versus your initials or whoever like got the guest. Paul's booked a guest before. Everyone here at some point has lined up a guest through a connection or a number.
I wanted to put it on my sheet.
I think you should put it on your sheet with all kinds of special colors and markers and everything.
Yes, he.
At the end of the week, if we get a victory lap email of great guests this week.
Todd,
I haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, my God.
Why sure did I pull that out?
You sure haven't done that in a while.
There have been plenty of weeks where it would have been worthwhile to send it out. And you put me in my place many times with your little remarks.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Thanks to the following guest for the week.
If you get good guests, then you would probably put out that email.
That's right.
Hey, and, great week of guests. In other words, pat me on the back.
Thanks to the New Orleans Times Picayune column. You don't get those.
Yes, Paul.
Fritz used to send that around 11:54 p.m. Eastern and said, look what we did this week, and make sure you had it on your desk.
I felt there were certain weeks I felt really good. Like, wow, this was a little above what we may have done on previous weeks, and I would put down the list of all the guests.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, that was translated to a pat on the back, which
it
was in some way.
You
wasn't
know it
meant
was,
to be.
But you know it was.
In some way.
It wasn't meant to be. But you booked the guests. Okay, nobody else.
I understand that. But also, I think it sounds good to wrap up the week. It makes us all feel good. And, hey, look what we accomplished. And look at all the different people that came on over the past 5 days. It's not 100%.
Paulie doesn't send out a list of great lines that he had.
He does not.
Well,
no.
I'd like to, if that's open for business.
But is it fair to say I haven't sent one of those out, especially because of what's going on right now around me, in a long time I haven't done that. Because of the backlash is just not
what
worth it.
I don't know what it means, though. Does that mean you haven't had a great week of guests?
It means that just the grief of like, oh, hooray for me, look what I did, is just, if that's how it's interpreted, then why bother sending that out?
Yes, Paul.
So Todd hasn't sent around a list of a great week of guests because of the reaction, not because of the lack of a great week of guests list to send out.
There's some mix
in
there.
Transference.
There's some combination of both of those in there somewhere.
Oh, you are...
I should have called it the hooray for me should have been the subject line of those emails.
Yeah, you might as well be overt and try to, instead of being this passive aggressive.
Look what I did. Please read this on the air before the show's on Friday.
Yes.
That would have been the way to go.
I mean, you do that with your mock headlines and your limericks.
You're right. Does everything have to be passive aggressive? I need to learn my lesson eventually.
Maybe we should do one for this week.
Yeah, how about we do a list for this week?
I'm going to put one together.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Take that.
And then I'm going to put in big letters booked by Dan Patrick next to Alyssa Nair.
No, I don't need
it. Yeah, I don't think you do.
Think I need it. I don't think so.
You just said 4 minutes ago on national radio TV, I don't think she would have talked to anybody else, but because I know her, she did it. She had no interest in doing the show, but because I'm the host and I know her from Connecticut, she came on.
Wait.
You just said that.
Do you know my sense of humor after 19 years together?
I do.
Sound like I would say...
No. I'm giving you a hard time because I feel backed up against the wall and that's all I got to start up.
I know, but just surrender, Custer.
I don't like to surrender.
You know, no, I mean, you're taking arrows here. You circle the wagons and, you know, you surrender.
You don't want the data to be surrendered. We're aggressive. We're tough. We're bold. We fight back a little
bit. I think you should surrender.
On this one, I should.
Sometimes, okay. Yes, you should.
Right, white flag. White flag's big wave.
Yes. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. More phone calls. But the popular Chris Mannix will join us. We'll get his take on what the Lakers did. Great booking with Chris Mannix. Wow. Who could have gotten Mannix?
He had a lot of things going on. He was touch and go there for a minute. He said, yeah, I got stuff going on. And I said, come on. And because of my charm, man. And I pushed him to say, just a few minutes, we won't keep you long. And finally, he agreed.
Our final guest of the week is Mannix?
Just worked out that way.
Yes, McClellan.
I mean, to go from Matt Damon, great interview with Junior, Alyssa there. Yeah. I got to be honest. Like, this is not how you want to end that email right now.
Is Mannix going to be the last guest on your list?
You're making me feel like I shouldn't include him on that.
You can't. I'm just saying.
He's the last guest. He's likely, unless there's some major breaking news in the next 40 minutes.
Meanwhile,
our last guest of the week.
Mannix is like, what the hell did I do?
Know, poor Mannix.
What the hell?
All right. Let's get professional here. Okay?
Well, I start now.
I know. Yeah. We only got 40 more minutes. I got four Traegers out there full of wings today because you guys. I did it for you. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Take a break. 17 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive Boost and Burn. You got energy? Well, you will. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Energy boost you need. You stay driven. Feel your best. If you wake up and you're like, oh, man, that's not normal. Are you exhausted mentally, physically? M-Drive Boost and Burn, packed with clinically tested ingredients. And you're going to burn body fat. You'll build lean muscle as well. How about that? You stay on top of your game no matter what your age is. Go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Or you will find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Boost energy, burn fat, and join the community of us who aren't ready to slow down. You got to fight back against the clock. Guys my age aren't doing this 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. They just don't. They don't have the energy anymore. You know, Bob Costas said, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you don't do it, Bob. MDriveDan.com. Try MDrive Boost and Burn for yourself. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with MDrive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Trade deadline. Major League Baseball still trying to figure out what happens with Chris Bryant with the Cubs. Been linked to the Mets for a couple of weeks. Javi Baez is in discussions as well. Feels like one of the two could end up with the New York Mets. Big deal, of course, was Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, as they joined the Dodgers. I was wondering, so far a total of 7 All-Stars from 2021 swapped teams since the All-Star break. Since 2009, this is the first year more than 4 All-Stars have been traded between the All-Star break and the trade deadline.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, bop, bop. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Bop. We'll hear from Chris Mannix, get his thoughts on the Lakers deal coming up here in a moment. Kyle in California. Hey, Kyle, what's on your mind today?
DP, you know, yesterday I thought you were going to talk me off the ledge. I'm feeling a little better today. Here's the moral of the story. One, it wouldn't have happened if LeBron said it wasn't okay. So I trust that man.
Yep.
And Westbrook is an upgrade over guys like KCP and Kuz, who, those two especially, had their chance to step up last year in the absence of AD. You still had LeBron, and they still kind of got rolled in that Sun series. You know, the Kuzma slander, I get it. He's so inconsistent. I think Lakers fans in general just hyped him up. But if they can still get Buddy, if they can still get somebody else, moves are still out there to be made. I'm sure that's what Mannix is going to say. Hopefully Mannix hates the deal. That'll make me feel a lot better.
Thank you, Kyle. you were giving up this package for Buddy Hield, and now you gave it up for Russell Westbrook. Is Russell a better player? Yeah, I guess, but Buddy Hield, I think, makes you a better team. There's one player is a better player. The other one is better for your team, in my opinion. That's all. Dickie in Iowa. Hi, Dickie. What's on your mind?
Dan, second time, long time. I just wanted to weigh in on the Westbrook trade. I do believe it's an upgrade. I'm just wondering, you mentioned earlier in the show, if he could bring himself down to, be a, more of a passer instead of a scorer. But I want to get your opinion. Do you believe that maybe given the age of LeBron, could he drop down to maybe a two or a three spot, let Westbrook take the one spot?
Maybe, I just feel I don't know what role LeBron wants to play. Does he want to be the point guard again? Because, he led the league in assists, a couple of years ago. Like, it was really important to him. But I don't know what role he now has to play and how different that is that you have, Russell Westbrook there. But I'm sure that they discussed this when Westbrook and AD and LeBron got together and recently and probably mapped all of this out and said, hey, this is what we want to do. This is who we want to be. Who's your competition? Right now, if I'm handicapping this in the West, I'm not worried about the Clippers. I'm not worried about Portland. I'm not worried about Denver. I'm not worried about Utah. Now, I'm talking about big picture here. They're going to be – Denver and Utah will be great regular season players and teams. But Phoenix is going to be there. If Chris Paul re-signs, I expect Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton to be better. The role players will be better, got that experience in the playoffs. But it's still LeBron and AD make you the favorites out West. Are they the second favorites to the Nets? Probably. Are they more of a favorite than the Milwaukee Bucks, the defending champs? Probably so. I don't know if Kawhi plays again this season. Certainly not the first half of the season. And then you're certainly going to have it on a minutes restriction, load management coming off that knee injury. Let's make way for Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix, senior NBA writer for Sports Illustrated. Your initial reaction, Mannix, after the Westbrook trade?
A little surprised. So in the last few days, really weeks, the Lakers have basically dangled the Kyle Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope package to almost every team that's out there. And they didn't have a lot of takers. But in the last two or three days, there was some traction with Sacramento on a Buddy Hield trade. And if you look at that trade, it makes sense. I mean, Hield's one of those guys that, you kind of look at him as empty calories in a way, never been on a winning team. But the numbers are what they are. He's been close to or above 40% from three in each of the last four seasons. And when you look at what the Lakers need, perimeter shooting is at the top of that list. Instead, to pivot and to basically deliver that exact same package you were going to send Sacramento for Hield to Washington for Westbrook is puzzling. And I just, carpet bombed kind of every assistant coach that I know with text and asked them, what do they think? And every one of them said, it doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're LeBron James, what you're looking for is a floor spacer and a secondary playmaker. Russ is not a floor spacer and is a primary playmaker. Somebody we know succeeds with the ball in his hands. So
why did they do it?
It's still hard to I haven't talked to anybody in LA since the deal got done last night, Dan. So I don't know, but there's obviously a strong relationship between LeBron and Russell Westbrook. I wonder what voice LeBron had in all this. I can explain it with Dan. Like, Russ, you know me. I've always been a pretty strong defender of Russell Westbrook. I firmly believe that this triple double mark he's been putting up over the years is impressive, but for that team, it doesn't make a lot of basketball sense.
I love the Buddy Hield possibility because that's what they needed. Who's the point guard on this team now?
That's the thing, because the last 2 years under Frank Vogel, it was a priority for Vogel to say, LeBron, you are now the point guard. We're going to transition you to being the primary playmaker. Russ is not like Damian Lillard, who you can play off the ball when CJ McCollum is operating as point guard. He's someone that needs the ball in his hands and needs to play downhill in order to be successful. I mean, in like a perfect world, you'd say, Russ, you're the sixth man, and you come off the bench and you be that instant offense guy to carve up second units. But we both know that's not going to happen. So Russ, AD, LeBron, surrounded by Talen Horton-Tucker and I don't know Caruso. Who else. Caruso, maybe in that front court. You're obviously going to have to play another big because we know AD doesn't want to be a five for most of his playing time. So I guess you're talking about Marc Gasol, who's got a contract for next year. It just seems if you're a team looking at the Lakers, how to defend them, you're going to shrink the floor a lot and make them beat you from three-point range.
Yeah, I know. Plus, Russ has one speed. And can LeBron play at that speed? Are they best at that speed? It's puzzling.
Well, they do want to play up tempo. Like that's something that's been a staple of what at least how Frank Vogel wants to play, ideally.
So with LeBron at 37, you're going to be.
Maybe it's a case where LeBron's not. LeBron's not filling the lane anymore. Like maybe it's the case where Russ just kind of initiates a lot of the up tempo offense and. They see if they can get easy buckets that way. Dan, honestly, I'm grasping at straws a little bit here because, defenses are smart. Defensive coaches are smart. They're going to figure out how to shrink the floor and make West. I mean, look, Dan, you go back to the bubble playoffs. I remember watching in the bubble Lakers against Rockets. I mean, one of the priorities for the Lakers defensively was to take the ball out of James Harden's hands and make Russ shoot. And he had some good moments, but how they played against Russ is how teams are now going to start playing against them.
Whenever I need a good laugh, I always look at what the 76ers are asking for Ben Simmons. And I don't know what the strategy is unless it's, hey, we're going to ask for all of this knowing that we'll take half of this. But at some point, do teams stop calling because it just seems so preposterous what they ask from the Warriors or what they asked from the Spurs. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I think it's really smart because if you're not highly motivated to move Ben Simmons, which the Sixers don't need to be, he's under contract for four more years. Yes, I think both sides agree that a divorce is probably in the best interest of everyone, but they don't need to do it right now. They're not in the position that New Orleans was in a couple of years ago where they had to move Anthony Davis in order to get something back in return. They can be patient with this. So why not ask for the moon and hope that some GM out there is crazy enough to give it to them? Like if I've said this to you before, the Sixers are going to be watching Portland. Everybody is. And if you're the Sixers, why not see if there's a Godfather offer out there right now? And if there's not, let's just wait. Maybe that means bringing Ben Simmons to training camp in September, October, and then see what happens with the Trailblazers. Because if you just be patient, you could wind up with some combination of either Damian Lillard or CJ McCollum. And that's going to make your team significantly better. So I think Daryl Morey is playing this perfectly right now. Ask for the biggest possible trade package and see if somebody is crazy enough out there to give it to you.
Well, you've devalued him. The 76ers have devalued him, but then they overvalue him.
Yeah, but how did they devalue him?
Because they're shopping him.
Well, no GM is picking up their phone going, wow, you're really going to deal Ben Simmons? Like, everybody knows it. Like, everybody can see how this team
his stock has never been lower, Chris.
It's never been lower, but I do think the more time passes from that playoff performance, you're going to remember the positives more than the negatives. And there are a lot of positives with Ben Simmons. So the worst thing Philadelphia can do is, make a deal that even one that resembles the James Harden deal. I mean, the Rockets didn't get a lot in the James Harden deal. You want something that more resembles like Paul George.
But Harden was devalued because he was out of shape and he wanted out of town. Like Ben Simmons is in shape. He didn't want out of town and he's under contract.
He is. Well, Yeah, Harden you needed to deal because Harden was, you know, doing his best George Costanza there at the end of his time in
Houston.
But
they want a Harden Hall, and Ben Simmons isn't James Harden.
Well, they want more than a Harden Hall. That's the whole thing. Like, the Harden Hall isn't very good. Like, you look back at that deal, what did they get for that? I mean, unless the Nets implode in the way the Nets imploded 10 years ago, that's not going to be a very good haul of draft picks. They want the Paul George Hall. They want something that closer resembles that. And honestly, Dan, I think they might be able to get it at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, it might be in their best interest to rehabilitate Ben Simmons next season, isn't it? Like, if you can just remind people how good this guy is, like a year or so removed from being what? All-NBA second team, all-star, a perennial all-star with a lot of positives. Maybe you remind people of that. Maybe that stock goes higher.
I do think he needs to sort of disappear from an elite playoff team. I think he needs to hit a reset button so he can kind of play a game without everybody analyzing everything he does. I think.
Well, I think more than anything, he needs to. Not that I buy into like players that post stuff on Instagram of them working on stuff. I think that's a little. That's the new. I don't know what that is, but it's the new goofy thing that players do. But I haven't heard much about, you know, all these, this work Ben Simmons is doing on his shot, and it's almost August. Like, I'm just, that's what we heard,
Chris,
right?
I've worked on my shot more this summer than Ben Simmons has. I can guarantee that. And my shot is already very good.
Yeah, well, I've seen your shot. Yes, I'm aware. It's your strength. But I hope Ben Simmons is doing some things because training camp is a month and a half, 2 months away. And are we still, we'll be right back to where we started with Ben, because that would be a nightmare for the Sixers.
It's always great to talk to you, Chris.
Dan, big deal last night was Ricky Rubio has a new team.
Yeah, I think that's his fifth team.
I think it's more than five, but
no. Is it no all-star teams?
Well, I mean, if the Cavaliers make the playoffs this year, it's not going to be because of Evan Mobley. It's not going to be because of Colin Sexton. It's going to be because the reunion between Ricky Rubio and Kevin Love propelled them into the postseason.
It was 3 years ago today we gave you a buzz cut. We changed your life with the haircut we gave you and improved your social game dramatically.
There's really nothing that can do that, Dan. Social game is pretty low these days, I got to tell you. Ricky Rubio, Ricky Rubio is something.
You're the
Ricky Rubio is a real thing.
You're the Ricky Rubio of dating. A lot of hype, not a lot of production, no real all-star appearances, no loyalty.
I would say I have loyalty. I will. Ricky's loyal. He just keeps getting dumped like I do.
Like you do.
Correct.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Dan.
See you, bud. So, Chris Mannix. Does he regret coming on every time he joins us?
It's like Charlie Brown in the football.
Yeah.
He comes on, he has some fun.
Am I Lucy?
Yeah.
Because there's like always one angle that we go after him for that he didn't see coming.
I know.
And there's no way that he somehow saw Ricky Rubio being tied into his own dating life.
I know.
There's no way he saw that coming.
But he lost a bet, and then we gave him a buzz cut.
Well, his hair was very... it was out. It was like kind of a Manchi cheese.
It was mushroom clouded.
Yeah, and we tightened up his game, and he stayed with it.
What was that bet that he lost? Do you guys remember, McLevin?
Was it Ricky Rubio related?
It was something to do with a team that would be in the NBA Finals.
Oh.
And they didn't make it.
Lakers? Not making the coming... No, that was recent. Remember he said they wouldn't make the playoffs?
Well, yeah, he said, more likely that the Lakers wouldn't make the playoffs the year they won the title.
Yeah, but I think that was after he had to buzz.
Yeah, that didn't go well. All right. Yes, Todd.
And I feel bad because I'll send Mannix a note like, we're going to talk Westbrook and Simmons and get your thoughts on the NBA draft and kind of leave it at that. So he thinks that's what he's working with.
It's all right. Let me get to Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
What up, though? I'm just enjoying the comic antics of you guys today. I mean, my goodness. Is it Treat Fritzy like Wisconsin Day? He's getting badgered all over the place. First of all, Paula called him lazy, and then Seton hits him with the email. You sure haven't sent one of those out. Listen, you guys, stay off of Fritz, please, okay? On another note, that was hilarious as hell. See, you pulled from three-point line on that one, dude. Listen, with Cade Cunningham, My question to you is this. I don't know that much about him. How does he stack up against, like, rookies of the past? And do you see him as a rookie of the year, or would you take the field?
You know what? Jay Billis loves him. His job is to assess college talent, watch college talent. But the thing that I watched is there was never one of those oh my gosh moments when I watched him play. I think I watched two full games of him and then saw quite a few highlights because of the hype that was surrounding him. I never got that oh my gosh. But it feels like he doesn't have weaknesses. He may not have true strengths, but he doesn't have weaknesses there. And that might be the guy that you just, all right, you know that he's going to be reliable there for you. But with Detroit, you need a face. And I do love that nickname, Motorcade. I think that's good in the Motor City. What do you think?
Yeah,
I think Motorcade is a great nickname for him. Or that's the fan base, the Motorcade. All right, we'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, four Traegers. And they're all four in action with four different wings. We'll take those off the grill. We'll come back. Last call for phone calls, what we learn and what's in store on Monday. That's next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Close up shop on this Friday, the way we always do, with meat off the Traeger. And a shout out, Dennis in Wales. I hope you're feeling better, buddy. We're all thinking about you. Here's Arcade Fire. Summer's in full swing. Take advantage of it. Traeger Wood Pellet Grills offering real wood-fired flavor. Set it, forget it. Convenience. Traeger offers the perfect way to cook all summer. Grab one at your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. Wings four ways. And we have honey sriracha, traditional buffalo barbecue, peanut butter and jelly. And I will give you my honest opinion on peanut butter and jelly wings. It would be wings down. It just tastes like peanut butter and jelly. It's a little too sweet. Yes, Eden.
Do you like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, but putting it on wings.
Yeah.
Or like pizza or something. No thanks.
Yeah. I've never been one of those. I got to put pineapple on my pizza. Like, there's enough great things to put on a pizza that I don't go, you know, I'm thinking about putting a whole lobster on there. But peanut butter and jelly. I like the effort by Tyler, but not for me. Yes, Paul.
We have another issue, no blue cheese with the wings. I hesitate to bring it up, but there was a rumblings.
It's the detail overlook.
Yes,
and to a lesser extent, no celery or carrots. It's always nice to have a little bit of that to dip in with the wings. Oh, boy, we're piling on a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you know what we have next week? Nothing.
Or just celery and wings.
Yeah, celery and we're going to have blue
celery,
cheese.
Celery, wings, and blue cheese.
No, celery and blue cheese next week.
Smoked on the Traeger.
Yes. And you can do it, and I'm sure it tastes great. Ungrateful.
We're slightly spoiled. It's your fault.
Hey, Todd, why don't you send out an email to tell me, hey, look at what I did this week. Do you have that email for me?
You know what? I do have that week.
Oh, okay.
I've got among those joining us this week, Peter King, Paul Feinbaum, Matt Damon, Bob Costas, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Chris Sims, Darren Olofsky, Jay Billis, Alyssa Nair, and then I had a little asterisk, indicates guest was booked by Dan Patrick, Chris Mannix, and some other gentlemen that joined us as well that we appreciate. Tom Silverstein, Barry Sverluga from Tokyo, Ryan McGee, and Pete Doherty, all part of this week's fine program.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank you. McLovin has against the grain training camp MVP update.
Yeah, things are moving fast in training camp. We had an early moving up the ranks, the training camp MVP, the TC. What is it, Paulie? Do you know the remember?
ATG TC MVP.
Yeah. So apparently Zach Wilson steps out on the field after taking the red eye. First practice, 50 yards over the middle to rookie Elijah Moore.
Yes.
Welcome to New York, Zach. Zach Wilson's second series. Not good. He was sacked once. How he got sacked.
Wait, they're not allowed to sack you. I have no idea.
That's how bad his series was. Then two terrible incompletions before dumping off a pass to running back Tevin Coleman. I don't know. How did he get sacked?
I love Elijah Moore. That's my guy. That's the against the grain.
Yeah, so Zach Wilson made the rankings and immediately got booted from the rankings. It's going to be a wild summer, Dan.
Thank you, McLevin. Ryan in Honolulu. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Dan. Hey, your guy Franz Wagner to Orlando is perfect. Franz Wagner literally sounds like a guy you could book for a magic show at kids' party.
Mm.
I have a few NBA draft and Aaron Rodgers mock headlines.
All right, let's rally. Come on.
All right, let's rally. Aaron Rodgers is back from Hawaii. He was able to R-E-A-L-X.
Okay. A little shot at McLovin.
Green Bay was in a house of pain. Pecker it up, pecker it in. Rodgers is in. So get out your seats and Lambo leap around. Lambo leap around.
Wow.
He's selling it. He's selling it. You got to respect that.
A little 90s reference there. House of pain. Wow. Okay.
And now I got to go Aussie now. This is the NBA one. Okay, see, is Josh Giddey select Thunder from Down Under.
Mm.
It's a long weekend ahead.
Yeah.
I'm having a Caroline's flashback
yeah,
right now.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan. Yeah, all of a sudden, Todd doesn't feel so bad about his stand-up act at Caroline's. You know, Ryan occasionally has a bomb, and you know, but he'll shake it off.
You know what? His enthusiasm is what does it. Yeah, that's what
it'll
that's
stay
what we
with
love.
You. It still stays with you.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It always will.
Yes. That's Ryan in Honolulu. Final results of the poll question.
Oh, will Russell Westbrook help the Lakers win a title? 57% say no.
Okay. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1966, England's soccer team won the World Cup. That's fantastic for England. Mm. 2001, this happens all the time with this day in sports history around this time of year. Lance Armstrong became the first American to win three consecutive Tour de France's.
Mm. Mm.
Is that right? Tour de France's?
It's
not Tour de France. Like deer.
He won the Tour de France three times. Yes, McLovin.
It's like RBI. Is it runs batted in or RBIs run batted in?
Yes, Paulie.
It's Tours de France, I was told. Tours de France.
Three Tours de France.
Is.
But you don't pronounce the S.
The S in Tours.
Yeah, so it's Tour de France.
Tour de France. Okay.
Sizz.
If I would have said to Lance Armstrong after three, hey, don't do it anymore. You won't get caught. Probably would have said, let's roll the dice on this. Let's go around the room what we learned on this award-nominated program. Todd, let me start with you. Had a wonderful week with all the guests that you booked there.
You and Chris Maddox questioned the Lakers' move. Russell Westbrook might score for them, but they need shooters like a Buddy Hield type.
All right. McLovin, what did you learn on today's program?
I guess Ricky Rubio is on another team.
Yeah, I think that's five teams. Maddox, he's going down. He'll fall on his sword with Ricky Rubio. Seton, what'd you learn?
Rubio is back.
Mm-hmm. In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
With Kevin
Love. With my guy, Evan Mobley. Paulie.
The Hey, Look at Me, Guess Me email is also back.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Again, Chris Maddox says, why not ask for the moon for Ben Simmons if you're the Sixers? There's no rush to deal him. Come on.
They're asking for stars, not the moon.
Okay. Always got to get the last word.
What we learned brought you by Mercedes-Benz vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody.